Still waiting for one more person, the assessor. But I expect him any minute now. So, welcome to El Dorado County and South Lake Tahoe. I hope you all had a pleasant trip. You're all so quiet this morning, and I know there's some wild ones in this group. Okay, so we are packed full on the agenda today and tomorrow. We might run out of time on a few things, so we're just going to be flexible and do what we can to cover all the topics. There's a lot of CCMA business itself that needs to be covered tomorrow. Everything from our website, our audit committee, certification committee. We might get a little bit tight there, but we'll see what happens. Our presenters and vendors have put together a pretty well-rounded look at different aspects of cadastral mapping in California Assessor's Office. And I hope you enjoy everything. Please ask any questions. This is all about collaboration and sharing. And I don't know about you all, but after I leave these conferences, I always leave so motivated and inspired. And it's the collaboration and talking to people that talk about the same things all day long. That's really cool. So let's get down to business and do our roll call. So I made this little map. It was made with the Classic Viewer. It's hosted by ArcGIS Online. And I haven't updated it for a couple weeks now, so I'm going to go ahead and update it with those of you who have attended. So Alameda. Alameda's here. And Alpine.
But I'm here.
Merced. Mono.
Here.
Napa.
Here.
Nevada.
Here.
Orange.
Woohoo!
Placer. Plumas.
Here.
Riverside.
Here.
Sacramento, San Benito,
yeah.
San Bernardino,
woo!
San Diego, San Joaquin, San Luis Obispo,
yeah.
Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz,
woo!
Shasta, Sierra, Siskiyou, Sonoma, and Ventura. So I was curious as to who came the farthest, and I did a little GIS XY point to line, and we came up with that San Diego came from this.
It's not fair. They're always going to win in the northern counties.
We get a bottle of wine from Grace Patriot Winery in Colorado County. I also wanted to mention someone at this point who, this is her first conference here, but she's been with the county of Lassen for 41 years.
Wow.
All right. So, Carol, thank you for coming, your first and last conference, because she is retiring. And that's really cool that she came. Carol, where are you? There you are. Yeah. So we have 31 counties represented today. That's a really good turnout. I think that's great. 57 actual CCMA members, but about 60 people with our presenters and some extra people. Way cool. So, Carl? Carl here? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Carl.
Good morning.
This is Carl Weiland. He is our assessor, and he's been assessor for 4 years now?
Just starting my fifth year. Yeah.
Fifth year. Okay.
Finishing.
Carl has been absolutely instrumental in modernizing the drafting section in our assessor's office. He's always embracing change, and he always sees that we get support for our GIS systems, and he's been a great assessor for us, and would you like to say a few words and welcome people to El Dorado County?
Certainly.
Okay.
Hang on just a spot. I want to thank you all for coming up to El Dorado County. And I'll just say it, you know, when the business chiefs were up here a couple weeks ago, they brought rain. You brought some clouds, that's nice, but they brought rain. In talking about what you do, I think that I'd like to touch on two of the main things that you contribute to what an assessor's office does. Two of them are pretty obvious. One is to support the appraisers, and you all know this because every time there's a subdivision or a map, the appraisers start bugging you and they want to know when the parcel number is going to be there. I got to get this value on the roll. I got to do this split. When can I have those parcel numbers? The other one that's pretty recognizable is the support you give to the public at the front counter with the mapping. And it may be a homeowner who comes in and he wants to see where his parcel is and he wants to know where that corner is because he and his neighbor are having a dispute. Or it may be somebody who's on a homeowners association and they got a problem with a neighbor or they got an issue they got to resolve or somebody wants them to put in a stop sign and they're trying to get some information and it's your maps that they go to. And it's the information that you provide. There's another piece of what you do for the public that's not quite as obvious, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And it's a little bit obtuse, it's going to take me a minute to get there, so bear with me. Now, this past July 1st, our county turned over the assessment roll. The assessor's office, we finished that roll, we gave it to the auditor. Now, that roll was the compilation of the work of everybody in the office. It starts out with your inventory management. You manage that inventory of parcels that gets turned over to the appraisers. The appraisers go out and they put the value on it. Some of it's pretty easy, it just rolls over at the trend. Others of it are brand new parcels because there's been a subdivision, lot split, whatever you got. And you you manage that inventory. And the assessment staff puts in the who owns it, and then the appraisers put the value on it, and it becomes part of the roll. And that gets turned over to the auditor. Now, in El Dorado County this year, when we turned over that roll, it had a total combined value of a little bit more than $28 billion. And that $28 billion, when the auditor got done applying the tax rates, generated tax bills of $280 million. Just trust me on the math here, I've done it a lot. $28 billion, 1%, $280 million. There were some other stuff that was added to that, the bonded indebtedness and direct charges. The total billing was something on the order of $330 million. But I want to focus on that 1%, that $280 million. That's $280 million that El Dorado County property owners will pay every year to support public service. $280 million. And El Dorado County is a small county, about 95,000 parcels, population of a little bit less than 200,000. And that $280 million, about half of it goes to education. Some of it goes directly to the district. Some of it comes back to the county in the form of average daily attendance. They have some really strange formulas for how they do it. But about $140 million of property taxes that's based on the work that the assessor's office did, which includes your inventory work, goes to support the education of our children. About half of what's left, or about 25%, goes to all the agencies that were getting property tax dollars before the passage of Prop 13. You may have heard of the AB-8 split. It was passed by the legislature in the wake of Prop 13. It came up with a formula for allocating the property tax dollars, because it used to be before Prop 13, if you community needed a new firehouse, they'd just get the board to raise the rate a little. Well, that got locked into place with the 1% of Prop 13, so they had to figure out how to divvy up the pie, and that dividing formula is the AB-8 split, and it's a contentious issue. If you were lucky enough to be building a firehouse, you had a higher rate, you locked that in, Prop 13 locked that in permanently. Everybody kind of agrees that it needs to be revisited, but nobody really knows how to do that. And the legislature doesn't seem to want to take it up. So that's about 25%. The other 25% is the county general fund. In El Dorado County, that's about $80 million. And that $80 million is what lets the sheriff hire deputies, supports public safety, you know, and pays for the assessor's office, pays your salary, pays my salary. So, in a sense, hopefully you have an understanding now, just a little bit, of not only the public service that you render at the front counter or to the appraisers, but your larger involvement in each of your communities. Because you really do. When that fire truck goes down the street, or when you see somebody out, you know, when the city opens the pool, you play a big part in that. We all play a part in it. But you play a foundational part with the information that you provide to everybody else. I mean, it's without your work, we wouldn't be able to manage the tax rate areas. Without your work, obviously, we wouldn't get the parcel base right. And keeping that inventory is critical. When I was the assistant assessor in 2008, and we were facing a budget crisis, we were trying to decide where we were going to have to cut. What we decided we could cut was the valuation. What we decided we really didn't want to cut were those foundational inventory pieces that you're responsible for maintaining the inventory, maintaining the ownership, maintaining that inventory, that complete inventory, that was more important. And if we had to let something go, we were going to let the valuation go. And I've always kind of kept that in the forefront of my thinking about, okay, where are we going to put? I know, you know, the appraisers kind of tend to think of themselves as, you know, the end all be all of this whole thing because they put the value and they turn over the role. The reality is that is not as critical. You can put value on them, but if you're putting it on the wrong parcel or you don't have the right parcel or you don't get that inventory straight, it's really going to be a mess because not only do you have to, if you don't take the time to do it right, you're going to have to take the time to do it over again, and that's just a lot more expensive. So thank you for putting in the time to travel up here, to come to this conference, to talk about what you do, to work on ways to make it better. I say that on behalf of all of the county assessors, certainly on my behalf. So welcome to El Dorado County. Feel free to spend your money right down the street that will take it from you without a second thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.